Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're with us today. I'm Roberta Grimes. This is Seek Reality, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this one. My first attempt to share what I had spent decades learning about death and the afterlife was my book, The Fun of Dying. Find out what really happens next. It was published in August of 2010, and this topic was then considered to be very eccentric. There were a few great pioneers who had been trying for decades to break afterlife information into the mainstream. I want to just mention the foremost ones again, the Australians Victor and Wendy Zammit. They're still wonderfully publishing their weekly free newsletter, and if you don't already receive it, go to victorzammit.com and sign up. It's the best news you're going to read all week. But, you know, even as recently as a decade ago, the afterlife was not mainstream, and I was still practicing law, which made for some awkward conversations when The Fun of Dying first came out. I had to tell each of my clients about the book before they learned about it elsewhere, and a few of them loved the idea, but most of them would just look at me blankly, and then they cleared their throats. We're talking men in business suits, and they said something like, well, but about this next contract provision? They really wanted to ignore it altogether, and most of them still do. But how much the world has changed in just the past decade. Now the afterlife is a topic almost mainstream, and the more people who come to know about it and know, in fact, that our lives are eternal and it's possible to understand what happens at and after death, the more people who come to that realization, the more there are books and resources ready to feed their hunger for information. So about 10 years ago, the big public afterlife conferences began. They were generally extravaganzas. They started on Thursday, went through Monday, and I was part of organizing four of them, but they were a tremendous amount of work, and I knew there had to be a more efficient way to teach people than spending most of a year planning these big circuses. So I've been delighted to see the advent of what seems to be the next stage of these conferences, which are smaller, much more efficient. We're talking 3 days, not five, and targeted towards specific interests. Our wonderful friend Sandra Champlain has organized two of them by herself this year. She makes it look so easy. Why did it take us so much effort? Today we're going to talk about another amazing weekend event, which is called Science and Spirituality Connection. It's in Houston, and it's going to be happening in May of this year. It looks to me to be amazing. The title is intriguing. I think the nexus between science and spirituality is really the next stage of afterlife research. And so this is right on the edge, the cutting edge of what is happening now. And some of the presenters are legends in this field. Very wise choices. Larry Dossey and the great Dean Radin. Oh, I think that's fabulous. And my wonderful friend, Sonia Rinaldi, will be there as well. Sonia was at both of Sandra's conferences, and this will be one more chance for you to hear about her amazing breakthroughs in instrumental transcommunication. She lives in Brazil. She is Brazilian. So if you don't find her at one of these wonderful weekend conferences, you are not going to get to see what is just world-changing information. I'm eager to help you learn about this amazing event that's upcoming in Houston. So our guest today is Ana Claudia Castro. She's the head of Solar 3 LLC, which is sponsoring the event. Ana is an interesting person, frankly, in her own right. Like Sonia Rinaldi, she began her life in Brazil, although she's been in the U.S. for more than a decade. She's a chemical engineer by profession, which is, to me, incredibly impressive, and she's worked all over the world. Welcome, Ana. I'm so happy you're with us today.
Oh, thank you, Roberta, and thank you so much for this opportunity to be here and talk to you guys about this event. It's my honor, really. I'm very excited about this event. I'm very excited about all the topics that we'll be covering today, that event, but most of all, thank you so much for this opportunity to be talking to your audience about this new event we are planning.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, because people like to know who it is that's doing these things. You grew up in Brazil, right? And became a chemical engineer there, or did you come to the States to do that?
Yes. Well, yeah, a little bit about my background. I was born in Brazil. I'm 51 years old, and I have two beautiful sons. So I'm very proud of my boys anyway. But yeah, I chemical engineer. I was graduated in chemical engineer in Brazil. I had my master degree in Brazil and some post graduation in Italy on the same area on chemical processes. I've been working for Dow Chemical, which is an American company in Brazil for a few years. And after 7 years working for them, they decided to relocate me to US 12 years ago.
Well, and now she lives right down the road from me in Houston. I'm in Austin. So we're practically neighbors, most people think. They don't realize how gigantic this state is. But when did you first become interested in these topics, though? Because this is an esoteric choice for you in your very serious scientific career that you begin to think about, the afterlife and the science of it. How did that start?
I was born to a Catholic family, as you can imagine, being, a South American person. But today we say that in Brazil, 64% of the population is Catholic. However, back then when I was born, it was almost like 95, 90 to 95% of the population was the Catholic, right? So I can say that the basis for of my belief is really Christianism, but I have had since my childhood hints here and there that there were way more to learn from spiritual realms than what the Catholic faith was able to explain to me. So I had these visions and dreams, or what I thought were dreams, information that was given to me or told every once in a while from someone that I was not able to touch. I was able to see, but I was not able to touch. So
Wow.
those things that the Catholic faith was, I could not find the answers. So
Right.
for a curious person, that was all I needed to start a long research by my own. So on top of that, I truly wanted to find out why our holy and caring father would allow a mother to experience a terrible pain such as missing a child, and for what reason a child had to go through a terrible and painful cancer, for example, or
Right.
why I was allowed to have a house, food, and family while there are actually several people hungry and cold living on the streets. So those were the questions that Catholicism was never able to explain to me. So I was about 8 years old when those questions started to bother me a lot.
When you were
So,
8 years old, they bothered you. Oh, and I was eight.
well, remember, I was born in Brazil, so lots of poor people were around me. So
Yes.
it
Well,
was,
but
I
wonderful that
could
you
not.
are so sensitive to that. I think that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So, however, I was very young. I always felt like I needed a very deep and consistent reason for all my questions. I do have a very analytical mind, and I think for an engineer, I guess that's a requirement, right? But today, I recognize that this characteristic has been present since my early days and played a huge role in my belief today. So.
So you became interested, but one of the things I really want to make people I help people understand really is that science and spirituality are actually at a nexus now. They weren't 10 years ago or 5 or even 3, I don't think, years ago as much as they are now. There were a few pioneers, but everyone is coming to understand, I think, that the scientific community and the whole study of spirituality are actually neighbors, are kin. When did you first come to understand that science would be a way to study the whole spiritual realm?
We hear or we notice that those two topics, they have been connected from, I don't know, 3 to 4 years ago. But in Brazil, if we go to a spiritist center, the very first thing that they will ask you is, okay, what books have you studied? Evidently, the people they look for those centers because they are in pain, because they're suffering, or they have an issue in their life. But it is the very first thing that they do. They recommend you to study some books. And for example, in my case, sorry.
Anna, let's pause a minute and talk about what is a spiritist center? Because people are wondering that if they haven't heard about it in the United States. What is a
Yeah,
spiritist center?
that's a very good question because we have lots of that in Brazil. It's like everywhere in Brazil you can find one. It's basically a center like a house or, a center that you can go. You have this people with a little bit more knowledge than others on spiritualism. Most of them, they have read like hundreds of books, and most of those books they are based on Allan Kardec books or spiritism books. But they are, most of them, they are mediums, and they have this long spiritual journey, by themselves. They were looking for their own answers, but also they are guided by their mentors. So normally every spiritist center will have what they call the main mentor, which is normally a spirit, and that spirit is providing guidance to all the studies and any work that or that they will do in that specific place.
So this is a little bit like what spiritualism is in. I mean, we have it in the United States, but not nearly as richly as they have it in the United Kingdom. And so this is apparently a great Brazilian tradition, which I wish we had here as well. So that got you started thinking about it. I mean, I think that one of the most important things for people to understand who are coming to this field is that consciousness, human consciousness, is primary and pre-existing. Max Planck discovered this. This has been known for more than a century, even though scientists in the traditional mold can't get their minds around it, so they keep looking for a source of it in the brain. And so what's wonderful is that there are some scientists, and you're going to have two, certainly one very good one and another one who's done wonderful work at your event. Which, what made you think of, okay, now is the time to do this?
Back a little bit, Inglorious Physician by Taylor Caldwell. And that was
Yes,
a,
it's quite
oh,
old.
the book is telling us about the St. Luke's spiritual journey and how, a scientist like him, because he was a doctor, right?
Yes,
So
right.
how he became, so deep in the spirituality reality, if you will. But initially he was a man of science, but
Yes.
eventually, so he became a highly spiritualistic man, and that book did influence me deeply and confirmed to me that I should persist on looking for my answers, but always look for evidence and consistency. So,
yeah, great. People need to understand that's really key, and I think that's very important. This isn't about beliefs. This is about coming to understand what is true. And that's what's exactly. great about your background. You're a scientist. That's, you're used to doing that. You want to know the truth.
Yes.
So
yes.
What a great nexus this is, too, having you doing this. So that's also a connection, of course, to your Catholicism as well, because it was about one of the apostles, right?
Yeah, so that's how I started. But then I was reading, several other books, and especially those books from, like I mentioned, Alain Kardec, which is a French scientist. He was a doctor. And several of the books from Brazilian writers those books, little by little, they're giving me information or giving me a few answers here and there. And all of that didn't happen all at once. And like, it took me years.
Yes, it does take a little while. If you're doing it by yourself, it really takes a while. But it's wonderful you've gotten to this point. And so what is it you're particularly trying to do with this event? And I want to talk about some of your guests, but what do you hope for this event?
Yeah, well, talking about my motivation to do that, when I first moved over here, I realized, for example, how bellicose we are, people can be. Right. So I have never seen when I moved over here, I have never seen so many people concerning about guns and caring about it. And I mean, a lot of attention, a lot of money, a lot of effort, very much focused on carrying guns. And on the other hand, all the trainings, all the seminars, books, and lessons that I was given in Brazil about spiritism and all the messages about love and the need for us to learn how to love one another, forgiveness, harmony, etc., all of that built who I am and set my mind on this constant seek for peace, as well as convinced me that the more we evolve, the less we need guns, the less we need to be, or the more we need to be in harmony with each other, the better the quality of our thoughts and the more loving and caring beings we become. So here in Texas, I was given a chance to live a decent life, to raise and educate my two sons. So I decided after all these years, it was my turn to say thank you for this population, thank you for this country, and contribute with something, right? Something that was mine and something that I was bringing with me. So by then, I recalled a conversation that I had 10 years ago with this mentor of the Spirited Center that I was visiting in Brazil. And he was telling me that back then, when 10 years ago, when I was, going back to Brazil for the first time, I was asking him, okay, so what is the reason for me to move to U.S.? Why did I move to U.S.? I miss my family. I miss my country. I'm struggling a little bit because of a lot of work, a lot of, change in my life. And that mentor said, like many other people, you were relocated because there is a program in progress. There is a work that you need to do. You need to spread the word. You need to do things that will help with this program. And by then I thought, well, that's weird because really I cannot tell people, I work in an engineering environment. If I tell people about my belief, they will think that I am losing my mind. And
let's talk about that, because that's very important. You were mm-hmm. told in one of these spiritist centers that you were being placed in the United States because you had important work to do, and I'm assuming it's work associated with the raising of the consciousness of this planet, which all of us yes. are now working on. And that is exciting to me. Isn't that one? I mean, thank you for submitting and doing the work, but I love the fact that you have a role to play. That is one.
Yeah, right. He told me that in that moment. I thought, well, I do not, you know,
about how you can investigate that role.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. I'm not talking to people. I cannot talk to people. He said, I said, I'm not really working on it.
But you are. That's the beautiful thing about this. We're being used if we just allow ourselves to be used. We may not know exactly what it is we're working on or why, but if you feel called, you know, contact me through robertagrimes.com and I'll help you explore what it is that's yours to do. This is a tremendous mm-hmm. effort worldwide, and literally it's about saving the world. So I'm excited about that for you, Anna. And don't feel you're not doing much. This is huge what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about this conversation that I was having with the mentor that I was
right.
telling him like 10 years ago. I said, no, I'm
yes.
not doing anything. And then he told me, no, calm down. Eventually, you will learn. So, and he told me something like, he said, you may think that you are not talking or you are not working with people, but you need to realize that when we fall asleep, your spirit don't rest, right? So you continue to learn, you continue to work. And then he said, and that's when you are having all this training.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. And he,
exactly.
Yeah. So he said, so eventually when the time is right, you will know, and you will know what to do. So here we are.
Yes, that's wonderful. I mean, do you understand, everyone, what she's saying is she was told that even though she wasn't consciously aware of it yet, all of us, when our bodies sleep, we travel out of body, we meet with our guides, and in her case, she was being prepared to do this work. The same thing was happening to me my whole life, and I didn't understand it till I was in my 60s. I mean, I was not even aware of it until then. So they're really doing a lot of work with very many of us. And so suddenly then, did you become aware that this was something you were supposed to do?
Yeah, so it's so simple, Roberta. It's so the opportunity that when it comes to us is so so simple. So one night I was watching on YouTube this speech from a Brazilian doctor called Paulo César Frutuoso. He's one of the speakers on in our event. So he was on YouTube. He was talking about this book. His book, The Underlying Faith of Medicine, and all his experience after 40 years of service in this spiritist center in Rio de Janeiro. And when I thought, oh my goodness, all this wonderful information, all this good knowledge, I have the privilege to have access to. I
yes.
mean, we need to share this with people in U.S. too. We need to bring this. That's what my thought was. We need to bring these people and give them a chance to talk to folks here who is seeking for more knowledge like
yes.
I did like, many, many years ago. And I have the privilege to have access to all this information because I speak Portuguese, but, you know, I thought, well, I really need to bring those folks over here. I really need to give U.S. folks to hear what those Brazilian doctors and mediums, what they have to say, because they have a lot of you know, knowledge as well. So, and I think they can contribute a lot, you know, with all the enlightening and seek for knowledge that is going on right now in U.S.
Yeah, no, you're right. There are, I mean, we tend in this country to be kind of think that, well, if it's not here, it's probably not much. But there are, in fact, advances being made in other countries, which are really far advanced from anything that's happening here. I mean, I'm quite jealous of things that are happening in Texas, in the UK, in Australia, and in Brazil. I mean, all of this is just a wonderful opportunity to bring together all these different people. So, and people with different expertise. So I think that's just fabulous. You have people from all over, but you have people from the U.S. too, and some very big names from the U.S.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I think we each one of us, we are following our own journey or what we are supposed to do. So you mentioned, like, U.S., we have wonderful scientists, and it's right. So we have a wonderful scientist. We have people doing wonderful researches and, you know, brilliant, really brilliant work. And in South America or U.K., we have, you know, people working on the spirituality side of it. So, and I think that's the right thing for all these people to do. I mean, U.S. Doing improvement and advancement on scientific field, Brazil or other countries to work on from the spirituality side of it. So all that we need to do is hold our hands together and walk together, because that's the right time for those two reality to start talking to each other, because they have a lot to learn from each other, you know.
Which is extremely true. I want to talk about three of your guests in particular, presenters. One is Dean Radin. Dean Radin is literally the expert on the nexus between science and spirituality in the United States, in the world.
Yes.
I mean, to me, he's a real catch for your conference. I mean, he's worth to go and hear Dean Radin and get some of that, the benefit of his long experience and wisdom. That's all by itself a reason to go to Houston. How did you choose Dean, and how did you get involved with having him come?
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting question, because I don't know, perhaps a couple of years ago, I saw some of his speeches on YouTube videos. So I became very interested in his work and the way that he connects these two realities, science and spirituality. And so I thought about calling him and asking him to join us. But then I thought, well, he doesn't know me. You know, I'm nobody.
No harm in trying. So that's great.
Here's the thing. When I, for example, I was watching on this video from this Brazilian doctor, Dr. Paulo, and I thought, you know what? It doesn't hurt. I mean, he's a Brazilian, Dr. Radin. He's American guy, very known scientist. But I can call Dr. Paulo, and between Brazilians, perhaps we can, you know, get to an agreement or something. So the next day, I called Dr. Paulo, and to my surprise, not knowing me, not knowing who I am, I asked him, you know, okay, are you willing to come over here and talk to us about your book and the things that you're doing? And he said, yes. And I was so amazed. that, you
yes.
know, somebody not knowing me, you oh. know, was willing to follow me. So he and then I was encouraged to call Dr. Rading. And when he said yes, I said, oh my goodness, something
I'm
is
amazed.
Going on.
I think that was let's see, how people being called to do these things. Obviously, he was being prompted by his guides, too, to do this. Wow.
Well, yeah, I was so curious about what was going on that when I was talking to another speaker, which is Livio Barbosa, is the guy doing the psychic paintings, I was talking to him over the phone, and then Livio's mentor, the spirit, came and talked to me. And then he said, I know you have questions. Please ask them, and we will answer. So I probably asked, okay, so why people say yes to me, even though they have no idea who I am? I've been talking to Dr. Rading, to Larry Dorsey, to people that have never heard of me, and they are saying yes to me. How come that happened? And the answer was,
wow.
There is this program going on, and you are
yes.
part of it.
Yes.
Now you are.
Yes.
Yeah, and he said, "Now you are given the role to lead this." So the speakers they're just following the leader because they are also engaged on this program that is already in progress. I was in shock when I heard that.
It's wonderful. Yeah. We have so much needed someone exactly like what you're doing has been needed so for so long. Larry Dorsey is another one who is a very famous American in this field. And he is mm-hmm. another presenter here who is someone that is worth, frankly, going to Houston. Houston's a lovely place. I don't mean to say it isn't. It's a wonderful place, and you're having it in a beautiful hotel. But these speakers are the reason to go. I mean, to hear them, to sit at their feet is a great experience. And all right, let's talk about your country, your fellow Brazilian. Did you know Sonia Rinaldi when you were there, or did you just meet her later?
I am a volunteer to Sonia since, I guess, 3-4 years ago. And, so I've been working with her and, you know, doing translations and helping her to find, you know, equipment or to contact people over here for a while. Yeah.
Oh, great. That's great. Sonia Rinaldi is the leading expert on instrumental mm-hmm. transcommunication in the world. She's a Brazilian, and she is the sweetest person, so unassuming. She wouldn't know that she's doing this extraordinary work, but as she would be the first to tell you, it's being done by people who are not now in bodies, and she is their lab assistant, basically. But to see what is happening in her lab is worth going to Houston. This is the third chance this spring that people will have to see Sonia and see what she's doing. And this is not to be missed. I think it's wonderful that you're giving people a third chance to see her. She has been at, she was at, and she's about to be at, the second of Sandra Champlain's wonderful weekends. But I'm so glad she's willing to keep coming back. She's probably, you know, getting racking up the frequent flyer miles at this point. So what do you want most to make people understand about what it is you're trying to do?
Yeah, we are with this event, we want people to become aware about the spiritual and the consciousness realm. We want to help them to become aware of that. We want to help them to become aware about this the time that we are living now, that we have new theories, new technologies happening, but at the same time we need to know why. We need to be very well informed. We don't want to tell people what or where the truth is. We rather want to provide real evidences and sound data, sound information, so
yes.
people can think by themselves and come to a conscious conclusion that they walk their own spiritual process. So we just want to provide them good data, good information, and then they will choose to do, you know, whatever they want to do, whatever they want to believe on. So our organization is not connected to any religion. We respect all beliefs based on the principles that promote peace and love among all beings.
This event is being put on by Solar 3 LLC, which is your company, right?
Yes.
And are you going to be doing other of these events?
The idea and hope this first event will help, but the idea is to have every year an event like that, followed by workshop on the second half of the year, if you will.
That's perfect. But again, you know, you're at the next stage of this effort of educating and enlightening the world, because in the beginning, just the fact that we can know what happens after death, we can figure out that our lives are eternal. That was the first stage. And I think anyone who is, you know, has half of an open mind is coming to see that that's true now. So the next stage is, there's no point in people just believing things. They need to know. And for that, they need real information. So you're so wise to put together presenters who can give them that real concrete information and scientific evidence and background, of which there's an abundance. I know that many skeptics say, oh, no, it's not real. Oh, of course, there is a ton of great information. And you've gathered some of the ideal people to help everyone to sort of get to understand that information. It's accessible. It's not hard to understand. But to be able to go and listen to the people who have been doing this work during the whole dark, long period when most people didn't know what was going on, I mean, to me, that is a wonderful, wonderful experience. So this is being held over just May 24th through May 26th. So it's not the kind of thing that you have to, like, spend your life doing. This is more of an easy and straightforward way to spend time in a beautiful city and to get this wonderful information from the experts in the field, not from the people who have read about the experts or who know what the experts say, but the real experts. I mean, Larry Dossey and Dean Radin and Sonia Rinaldi, all by themselves, are the three leading people in their fields in the world. So you've done a super job of putting together your presenters. I know that you brought some from Brazil too, who are not familiar to me, but they probably should be and soon will be familiar to a lot of us.
Yes. That's interesting that you were talking about Sonia, because, you know, working for Sonia along these years, her concern, I mean, she has worked for 30 plus years, right? So we know she has all that experience. She has a lot of research is done, but her concern is really to validate her findings. And
yes,
she wants the support from the labs, and she wants access to good labs and, you know, good scientific methods so she can validate her results. She by no means, she is one of those people who jumped, you know, on something at the very first finding. No, she really wants to make sure that her findings is real, and she wants to look for evidence. So working for her and trying to find a place or a lab that we could go ahead and test some of the findings. And after knocking on a few doors and finding those doors closed to us, I said, you know what, Sonia? Instead of us going to the scientists, let's put them in the same room as we are.
Right. Well, that's
let's call their attention by exactly. doing that. So
exactly.
let's call those folks and bring them, you know. So that I think that's what we are trying to do, really, is putting these people together and, you know, saying, hey, listen to what she said to say, and hey, look to what these folks, they have to say. So let's promote their discussion.
That's exactly what you need to be doing. But most of us have not had the nerve to try to get some of these people together. And you obviously have the courage of your convictions to an amazing degree. So this is going to be wonderful. Science and Spirituality Connection in Houston on May 24th through May 26th, 2019. And with some of the leading lights, really leading lights, at the scientific side of the afterlife and the greater reality studies, when this is where it's about, because consciousness is all that exists. If consciousness is all that exists, then to the extent we're able to better understand what that is, we're going to better understand everything. If it underlies, and this is something, of course, that Max Planck said, it underlies matter. If it underlies matter, let's go to the source and try to understand it. So this is what's wonderful, is that all these different areas of fields of knowledge are coming together now. And what you're doing, Anna, is kind of giving us a place to get started to look at how that all comes together. And I just love that. So
yes.
Are you going to do a workshop in the fall, do you think? Is it premature to talk about that?
Yeah, it's kind of premature. But basically, it's like the idea is to talk about concepts during those events, you know, during this May event. We'll be talking about concepts and let's say the theory, and then I want to follow that with a workshop where we can have people coming over to really show you how to do, for example, to work with mesmerism or to work with some healing process. And it's kind of a, you know, we go to a class. To a classroom, and then we have all the theory about it, and then we go to the lab.
What
so
a great
that's what
idea!
I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that so, is that's
yeah, so
great.
So we can fix the idea. Yeah,
you're going to have someone there who talks about out of body experiences too. There are a lot of people who ask me, "How do I learn to do that?" So if you find someone who can help people learn how to do that, I think that would be a kind of a practical workshop that would make a lot of difference for people as well.
Exactly.
So the Solar 3 LLC, and the website is solar3llc.com. That's S-O-L-A-R, number 3, LLC.com. And this is, I think, a terrific event. I have to tell you, I'm very impressed with it for a first effort, and to see that you're kind of doing it on your own. Of course, Spirit is behind it. Of course, you are working for Spirit, and I'm so glad to meet you. Please consider yourself hugged. And I'm eager to sort of hear how this goes. We'll talk about it again in the summer when you have a better understanding of what you're going to do in the fall and you know, see where this is going to go from here. So thank you so much for being with us, Anna.
Thank you for this opportunity, Roberta. I'm very, very glad to do that. But I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about it. I mean, That's what we are trying to do, is to spread the world and to talk to people, all the knowledge that they can have access to. So thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk about it.
I'm thrilled to be a part of just helping people find it. If you go to robertagrimes.com, you'll find an ad for this event, and it'll take you to the website, so you don't even have to wonder about it. Just go to robertagrimes.com, and you'll learn more. There's so much more information there about who these wonderful presenters are. But meanwhile, it's time for us to close. So this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, and I'm thrilled you could be with us today. Please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really get all the implications of that, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Next week, we're going to be talking with Patrick J. McCulloch. He lives not far from me, so we've shared luncheon stories. Patrick has had a difficult and sometimes funny, but always relatable journey in his life, and part of what has made the latter part of his life joyous has been his coming to understand the afterlife evidence of what it tells us about what actually is going on. I think of his journey as like the lives of so many people who contact me and share their stories. I think you'll find it relatable to your journey, too, and he's eager to help people on the way. His book is called The Face of the Iguana, Freedom from Toxic Beliefs, A Journey in Healing and Transformation. I think you're going to enjoy him. I certainly have enjoyed him. So please do join us next week. This week we've been talking with the actually beautiful, I'm amazed to hear your age, Anna, because I think you're just beautiful, Anna Claudia Castro, about her wonderful upcoming event in Houston called Science and Spirituality Connection, where some of the presenters are among the leading people in the world and the people I frankly most admire. This event will run from May 24th to May 26th, 2019. And as I've told you, I think this sort of briefer weekend event with perhaps workshops, what a great idea 6 months later, is the kind of thing we're coming to now and focusing in an area, in this case, focusing on evidence and science and facts and truth. We are ready for that now in this field. Anna is a bright and energetic woman, and she's a really welcome addition, frankly, to the field of afterlife-related education. As you know, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, The Fun of Living Together, and as soon as I can get myself to it, The Fun of Loving Jesus, Embracing the Christianity that Jesus Taught. For young children, there's The Fun of Meeting Jesus, and you can order all of my books through bookstores or on Amazon.com. The adult books are, of course, also available as audiobooks. If you want to talk about anything at all, my books, my podcasts, you know, something I said you don't like or something I said that you want me to say more about, anything at all, you can always contact me through robertagrimes.com. There's a contact block there. I answer every email. I get so many emails. I used to be able to say, you know, if you don't hear within 24 hours, send flowers. And people thought that was funny, but I really did try to make it a 24-hour turnaround. Now sometimes it's 3 or 4 days because I get so many, but I answer every email. Just please be sure always to give me your correct address, because I hate it when I write a long email and then it bounces. So make sure your address is right, but do ask me questions or comment to me if you feel that that would be something that would help you. Past episodes of Secret Reality are available on webtalkradio.net, on realrevolutionradio.com, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and on a number of other stations, including especially the wonderful stations in the Dream Vision 7 radio family. I love those people. More and more, actually, listeners are telling me they just listen through the Secret Reality app that you can find for free in the iTunes App Store. And if you ever wonder where you can find Seek Reality now, you can always just go to robertagrimes.com and click on the radio tab. If you enjoy our weekly conversations here, you might also want to check out my blog at robertagrimes.com. I was very lazy about blogging for a long time, but since the summer, I've been doing a lot of blogging, and I hear from so many people who find that that's really helping them. Because we work out there a lot of the questions that you and I talk about here. So please, if you'd like to, you know, come to my blog, let me know you're there so I'll be able to answer any questions you might have. Meanwhile, though, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you in particular are a powerful, eternal being, and you in particular, you especially, are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.